Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. Welcome back to Do This, Not That. So I got a question for you. How many people have you added to your database today? I bet you don't know the answer. And you know why that's a problem is that did you know that on an annual basis, the attrition rate for your database, your email database, is at least 20%. That means 20% each year of your database is going to disappear. The email address is going to be dead, not deliverable, unsubscribed, gone. HubSpot actually says it's 22% annually, and GetResponse campaign monitors say for both business and consumer databases, it's at least 25%. So what we're going to talk about today is what are we going to do to grow our database every single day, have always on programs growing our database? Because if we're not growing our databases while we're sleeping every single day, then our databases are shrinking every day, and then we're going to go out of business, and we don't want to do that. I mean, literally, on a monthly basis, you are losing 2 to 3% of your database. So each day we need to be doing something. You need an always-on program. And the thing that always makes me laugh is, as marketers, what do we have? We have always-on programs, our marketing automation streams, our drip streams. We're firing off emails all day long while we're sleeping, all this stuff. So we have always-on marketing programs, but do we have always-on database growth programs? And we need it. It's so crazy because we're going to wind up with no database, and that's a fail. So let's talk about, first of all, why do people fall off your list, right? And that's not what we're going to try to solve for. They're going to fall off your list no matter what. You know, people change jobs, their email provider switches, they unsubscribe, a mailbox is full, you have a bad setup with your email sending platform, and you're getting bounced emails that shouldn't be bouncing, 100 other reasons. I don't care about the fact that your database is shrinking. I care about the fact that we're not focused on growing our database and things that we could be doing to grow that database. So let's talk about how we're going to get our always on program. So while we're sleeping, we're going to grow our email database. The first thing we have to always put in our mind is, and I know I'm not going to have a lot of fans after I say this, but that's okay. Collect as little information as humanly possible. This is probably one of the biggest fails in marketing, on all of our forms, right? On our landing page forms, on our newsletter subscription forms, on any form where somebody's filling something out, we of course want to get as much data as humanly possible from the person filling it out. But guess what? Nobody wants to give us the data, right? So we know, for example, that three field forms on a landing page, website, whatever, versus a six field form, three field forms have a 45% higher average submission rate. One field forms, if all you collect is just the email address, have an 80% higher submission rate than if you have more than one field, right? I'm a big fan. Just collect name, email address, maybe country if you need it, get the opt-in, that's it. You don't need more than three fields, but you're like, yes, I do. I need to know. I need to know all the information about everybody. No, you don't, because here's why. You're not leveraging first-party data enough. First-party data is gold. That is when people are interacting with your content, interacting with your emails you're sending out, pages on your website, landing pages, they're downloading stuff. I don't care. Okay. Whatever they're doing, by their actions, they're giving you first party data, right? If somebody's spending time on a page on your site that's all about women's dresses, tag them. They're interested in women's dresses. If you have a site geared towards software for businesses, right? And the person goes to the section for small businesses, tag them, small business, right? Or if you have a suite of different tools and one of those tools is payroll and the person's spending time on the payroll site, great, tag them. They're interested in payroll. If you're promoting a country club information and somebody goes to the pickleball site, you didn't ask them when they signed up on your site, are they interested in pickleball? But now they're spending time on the pickleball page, tag them in your database, interest in pickleball. Take everything the person is doing, that they're clicking on, that they're interacting with, tag them. That is how you get the information. It is not asking them this horribly long, boring list of fields that nobody wants to fill out. And it is crushing your data collection. Now, how are we actually going to have always-on programs where people are actually giving us their information? First off, we have to get over the fact that you don't like pop-ups. Who cares that you don't like pop-ups? Nobody likes pop-ups on a website, but they work incredibly well. And nobody ever leaves a website because a pop-up was popped up. What we do, though, is we fill out, we give that email address to get the 10% off. We give that email address to give that amazing piece of content, right? So you want to have some version of either a website pop-up when someone comes to your site, right? Pops right up. Those have a 7% data capture for first-time visitors when you pop something up right when they come to your site. But if that's too aggressive for you, you don't like it, okay, whatever, you got to be testing timed pop-ups. And every website hosting software solution that you're using, everybody can do these timed pop-ups. This is easy. So if somebody's spending time on that women's clothing page for 3 minutes, you can pop something up, says, hey, put your email address in here, get 10% off women's dresses. If somebody's spending time on that payroll software page, you could pop something up, says, put your email address in, we'll give you the 7 tips small business owners need to know for payroll solutions. You can pop it up timed based on how long they're on the page and the content of that page, and you will see an enormous data capture. Timed pop-ups related to contents of the page have over a 15% data capture. This is a no-brainer. Now, the other thing that you want to be thinking about doing is leveraging your absolute best piece of content. Whatever your best piece of content is, right? Your company has a best piece of content. You take that piece of content and you pull out hero tips, hero stats, hero things, whatever they are. And then you give that one stat, that one hero thing to everybody in your company and on your company social page. So you're going to have everybody in your company post on their social page and on your company social page that hero stat thing, whatever. And then they're going to write in their post. And if you want the full report, the full guide, the full fashionista's guide to summer fashion. Doesn't matter if it's consumer or business. And if you want the ultimate guide to content creation tip sheet, here's what you do. DM me, DM the company page, and we're going to send you the link. And then you send the link, they click on it, they fill out the form with the 3 fields, you get their data. Okay. And if anybody that likes your post, you DM the link so they can download the full content piece. Take that hero piece within your content piece, leverage it, and always on growing your database. If you're not growing your database every single day, if you're not measuring how many people did we add today, how many people did we lose today, then you are not doing it. You're not doing your job in terms of getting you to that next level. So always on. Now, before we get to Since You Didn't Ask, which is, I don't even know what goes on in that portion of this podcast, I want to let you know that this podcast is exclusively presented by Marigold. Now, Marigold's been a longtime sponsor, and I appreciate them, and maybe you're tuning this out, but don't. Marigold's my email sending platform. They're incredible, but they have a new piece of content. You got to download this. It is called the Marigold 2024 State of Loyalty Report. I need to have a loyalty program. I'm working on it. And this stat blew my mind that's in this report. 63% of consumers say they'll pay more to shop with brands that they are loyal to. They'll pay more, right? We need these loyalty programs. If you want to download this full guide, just go to jschwedelson.com/Marigold, and you can download the 2024 State of Loyalty Report. That is jschwedelson.com/Marigold. Great piece of content. All right, let's get into Since You Didn't Ask. What is going on with me? You have to tell me if this is out of control, because I think it's out of control. So I was at a conference this week, all right? Decent-sized conference, and it was a marketing conference, and there was all these sessions going on. So I went into this one session where this dude was speaking, and the room was huge, right? Hundreds of seats, but there was like 7 people in the room, and I sat kind of in the back, and the speaker was horrendous, most boring speaker of all time, whatever. So after like 10 to 15 minutes, I'm like, I got to get out of here. So I did the maneuver where I took out my phone, I pretended I got a phone call because I'm a horrible person, and I put it to my ear and I stood up and then I started walking out. And the dude stopped the session and he goes, wait, wait, wait. I promise the session's going to get better. Give it another chance. To me, he said it on the microphone. And I was like, what is actually going on right now? So I gave him a big smile. I go, okay, okay. And I sat back down because I felt terrible, right? And by the way, session got worse. It was horrible. But I was like, I cannot believe this dude just did that. And I need to learn from this because this also happened to me in the mall. So I was in the mall with my wife last week. And we were shopping one store. It was epically boring, whatever store we were in. I go, I'm going to go to the next store. I'll meet you in there. Just find me in there. Okay, so I walk to the next store. And as I'm walking in, I notice there's nobody in this clothing store. Like nobody but the salesperson. I'm like, I don't know. I'm just going to walk in. I just need to like be in another store. So the salesperson comes over to me and she's like, can I help you? And I said, honestly, I don't even know where I am. I don't know what store I'm in. I don't know what's going on. And she looked at me like I was an idiot. And I probably was. And she goes, oh, let me pull out some stuff for you. And I felt so bad. She gives me all these clothes and she's like, yeah, I try them on. I go, what am I doing? And so I go in the dressing room and then I get a text from my wife. She goes, where are you? I go, I'm in the such and such store. So she walks in and then she texts me and she goes, I don't see you. I go, I'm in the dressing room. She said, why? I said, I don't No, I don't know how I wound up here. I don't want to buy anything in the store. I don't even know what store I'm in. Save me. Help me. In general, I need to avoid large rooms and stores where nobody else is in them because clearly I am dysfunctional. I am doing the wrong things. I don't know what's going on. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Anyway, thank you for being here. Maybe leave this a review. If it was, I don't know, terrible, not terrible, leave a review. By the way, drop me a note on jschwedelson.com. What's going on with you? I want to hear. And register for Guru Conference, the free virtual email marketing conference that I'm putting on, guruconference.com. We're going to run out of virtual seats. Come on, register. You're awesome. Appreciate you being here. Later. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.